This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is out. This is the DJV show with Jennifer Horan. Shh, don't tell anybody she's here. It's a big secret. Victoria Keelan is here. Shh, tell anybody that she's here. And also, Kara Shilden is back from her trip to Afghanistan. She'll tell us all about that later in the hour. Right now, though, Victoria has the update on what is trending, s'il vous plaît.
A weakened subtropical storm Alberto made landfall yesterday afternoon in the Florida Panhandle, giving the southeast a pretty decent coating of rain. However, there have been two casualties. There were two reporters covering the storm. We always talk about, you know, reporters who hang from a tree in the middle of these storms. It's such a dangerous thing to do. These two were actually in the news van. They were South Carolina-based, CNN affiliate of Green. South Carolina, and they were in the news van after having done some reporting and some interviews of the locals. They were on their way out of the area, and a tree fell in the van and killed both of them instantly.
Oh.
So it's horrible. Of course, the local station is mourning the loss this morning and has sent out lots of messages.
You know what that underscores, though, Victoria, and for everybody listening, the fact that these news people feel like they have, it has become a dangerous game.
It's very dangerous,
First, being on the air, having people there. You know how silly it was to have all the local broadcasters in England for the marriage of the Queen? You're not going to get anything different. You're not going to get any new audio. You're not going to get any new video. You're not going to get any more news. It's just that this mentality these people, these news directors, have created among the people and their staff. We have to be first. We've got to get there. Why would somebody in North Carolina, unless the storm was projected to go up the coast, and as far as I know, it's not, why would some station in the Carolinas send a crew down to this area?
That's common. That's the CNN affiliate.
I know it is.
They have
like
a bureau, and so
it's
national news.
Why? What does it add to the... If you're going to present a local news, the thing that has... Here's the dirty secret here. The fact that local news is cheap to produce and advertisers are willing to pay more because they feel like when the salesman from the television station or the radio station comes in, here we have a live local broadcast of all your favorite. It doesn't tell you what the content is, what the material is, what's being covered by the news. And most of the time, there are three news channels, four actually, in Boston, vying, five, if you count the New England cable news channel. They're all vying to be number one and present the story behind the story. They have people, there was a school committee vote in Framingham the other night on the budget. And the three television stations were here to give you the same information you could get by watching it on the cable channel. It's ludicrous. They have all these people, but yet it is cheaper for the most part, and the revenue is so, the stream is so strong that they feel like they've got to create things, and it's become, as you're suggesting here, Victoria, very cogently, a very dangerous game when it comes to these sorts of storms. This is
And of course the governor commented on the deaths as well and said that people really need to take the storm seriously. And I think in a lot of cases, this was at 2:30 in the afternoon. It wasn't at 3 a.m. or anything. It's probably seemed like it was okay, but you really can't. Mother Nature is just so much more powerful, and people just continuously take it for granted. So it's a shame, but maybe this is a lesson. lesson that we don't need to put people's lives in jeopardy so people can sit at home.
Be number one.
Yeah, and so people can sit at home and just flip back and forth between stations and basically, like you said, Doug, see the same view. There's usually vans parked all next to each other. They all have the same view of the same
stretch of beach. Well, the
same
thing happens at the White House. We've all been there. Right. Jennifer, when you've been there, you see these newscasters, one after the other, after the other, after the other, lined up on the lawn of the White House. There isn't 10 feet between them as they cover
sometimes
the breaking news.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous. And so may I ask, though, for an update on the ravages of the Ellicott City flood from the last 24 hours or so? That's another. Somebody's missing there, too, right?
I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that the images that I've been seeing of Ellicott City, the old little historic part there, we talked yesterday about the devastating flood that they had in 2016, and just 2 weeks ago they had gotten FEMA funding to prevent flooding from happening again. Of course, it's too late now, and the mayor said that this flooding is actually way worse than it was in 2016. It's really just horrific when you see it.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It is.
Okay, well, those are the two wonderful weather stories. Otherwise,
I know, right?
Where I am, it's sunny and bright and beautiful. And I expect up and down the East Coast, the same, Kara. Isn't the weather in Washington wonderful today? It's supposed to be very nice.
We're supposed to get thunderstorms today. It's going to be hot and thunderstormy. Yeah.
It's nice.
Is that wonderful to you?
I think it is because it presents us with summertime. In a sense, it's finally summer. And stuff will start to grow. Yeah. Thunderstorms are not as desirable as having not a lot of humidity and beautiful blue skies, but it's better than having Ellicott City or what's going on down in the...
Well, the danger is if Kara down in D.C., if you guys are supposed to get more rain, Ellicott City might actually get more rain as well. I think we're expecting rain all the way up here in New York City. And down in Florida, there's still the subtropical Alberto is still a threat for flooding in certain areas. So it's not over yet. It's moving very slowly. It's only moving 10 miles per hour. So it's not something that's going to be gone as quickly as a lot of hurricane-type storms are.
Yep. Well, and you got to hold on for that ride. All right, so what else do you have that's of
interest? Well, we got some North Korean news.
Isn't there? Oh, I was thinking. What's more important, North Korea or Meghan Markle?
What's the newest on Meghan Markle?
I don't know. I'm just about to.
Well, we did her coat of arms yesterday, so.
I think they're on their honeymoon, right? In Canada or something like that?
Are they? They're going to maybe be in a new episode
of Suits. They're headed in that direction? Yeah, I was reading something about in the tabloids that they're going to Canada for their honeymoon.
Oh.
That would make sense. It's where they met, right?
Would it? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's also one of their territories.
Where do you
know.
Grow?
It's,
You said Canada's boring. Is that what you said, Jennifer?
Well, I mean, I love Canada. I think it's beautiful, but really?
It's boring.
I mean, it's not very honeymoonish. Go someplace tropical.
I would suspect, though, that they might be visiting other people in Canada on their way to somewhere nicer. That's what I would guess. Because
Alaska.
She's got a lot of friends and people who weren't invited to the wedding or couldn't be. So, that would make sense if they were going to make a pit stop in Toronto.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we have a little bit of North Korean news.
North Korean news. Okay, good.
One of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's top officials is believed to be on his way to visit President Trump here in the U.S. And he could... Now, this has been reported by the South Korean news agencies, and he was spotted at Beijing International Airport. It is believed that he was on a layover before boarding a flight to the U.S. that could arrive tomorrow morning. And if the trip is confirmed, he would be the most senior official to visit the United States since the year 2000, when Vice Marshal Joe Myung-rok traveled to Washington to meet Bill Clinton in the Oval Office. So this seems to be setting up even another layer of this big meeting that might still happen in Singapore on June 12th.
Yes. The Rock is coming to the White House again, huh? Good. Nice trip.
Different
nice
guy,
time.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think different.
Really? You think?
Kim Jong-chol is this guy.
Kim, his last name is Troll?
Chol, C-H-O-L.
Chol. Ah, okay. Good to know. Is he... I feel very silly today. So what's going to happen is... Yes, it'll be silly time for all of us as much as possible. And I am really eager to hear at the bottom of the hour about Kara's trip to Ethiopia. She had a lot of, there was a lot of stuff that was posted on Facebook that people want to know about. Speaking of things being posted on Facebook, Jennifer, you missed out yesterday, unfortunately, but we'll relive it in a moment. My response to a Facebook comment about what I said, well, scratch that, what somebody listening thought they heard me say about the military, because yesterday, certainly, with all of us, the approbations given to those who are in the service or who have been in the service is underscored. But
oh, I thought I'll go down. Are we going to go to the tapes to see who was right and who was wrong?
I don't know that we have. Kara may not have been able to research this yet, because I'll tell you who's right or wrong, because I'm right and he's wrong. So, under the circumstances. But we'll present that for you in a matter of moments. 16 past the hour. How do you make your body healthy? How do you cleanse your body? How do you do great things for your tummy? The tea detox, the cleansing that comes from the blend of teas that are in Life Change Tea, are super duper. This helps to clean the parasites. Now, I know that doesn't sound too sweet, but the parasites that you have in your body, the organisms that live off your body, it could be you, could be me. Parasites live in a life inside our bodies, feeding off of our energy, off of our cells, off of the food we eat. Make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in your body. One of the primary underlying causes of disease, your immune system gets compromised. This is bad stuff. As a matter of fact, there's a recent medical study that has shown that 85% of us have at least some form of parasites living in our bodies. Yuck, you're saying. You know what else the tea that we're talking about, Life Change Tea, does? Cleanses the fluoride out of your body. Fluoride has never been, it's never been good for you. The dentists, the old-time dentists in the ADA, American Dental Association, will tell you, because they got paid to say that fluoride was good for you. It isn't. There's nothing about fluoride that's good for you. In the water in your toothpaste, it's not. So get it out of your body with Life Change Tea. To get the Life Change Tea that I'm talking about and have it work on your body, go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV, and you'll get it shipped to you without cost. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Ready for energy, are you? I'm drinking it every day. You can't get it in the stores either. You have to get it online. Order from GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Discount code DJV for free shipping.
Tonight, summer's number one show returns, and lives are going to change.
Hit that golden button!
America's Got Talent.
A star is being born.
With an all-new season of talent that is, in a word,
amazing!
Unbelievable!
Brilliant!
Wow!
Be there for every jaw-dropping moment.
What just happened?
You were 2 inches away from being dead. That was incredible.
America's Got Talent, followed by World of Dance, premieres tonight on NBC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day, so you can get your ink fast for less.
have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, 23 and change at the hour on the DJV program for this Tuesday, the 29th of May. Television in the focus. Let's see, last night, what did I do? I got back from my walk with Daisy May and watched an episode, a repeat of NCIS. Very exciting.
Oh, my God, NCIS
stuff.
Again? This is like you're on a loop.
NCIS Los Angeles. I like
that
show.
All that runs at his house.
I
yeah,
know.
Right. No, the water runs in my house. And once in a while, it's warm, too, Jennifer.
Well, that's very nice for you.
Yes, it's very sweet. All right, so that's pretty much, well, we're in Rerun City, so this is going to be a short report. Jen?
Well, you know, we are in Rerun City, but there are some things that are starting up that are still new tonight, so we can have a little bit of fun. First of all, a TV Guide recommends you watch the Pink Panther tonight. They're doing a Pink Panther marathon on MGM HD. That starts this afternoon and runs through all of the movies, The Revenge of the Pink Panther, all the way
to... The old Pink Panther, or Steve Martin's Pink Panther?
All the way from the beginning, the 1964 movie, all the way to... Not the most recent with Steve Martin, but the most recent of the original franchise in 1978. So you can check that out if that's something of interest to you. There's a series premiere tonight of a show on WGN America called 100 Code. This is two mismatched detectives.
Yeah.
Trying to catch a serial killer. So you can check that out, 10 o'clock tonight. Animal Kingdom is new tonight on TNT. This is the season premiere. Dennis Leary stars in this show along with Scott Speedman. He was in Felicity on TNT. That starts at 9 o'clock. Queen Sugar is new tonight on the Oprah Winfrey Network. That's at 10 o'clock. Hunting Isis is new tonight. That's a series premiere on History at 10. And Beat Shazam. This is going to be my pick because if you need something to watch, go to Fox tonight. Fox is the two game shows that were happening last summer are back. Beat Shazam with Jamie Foxx at 8 o'clock and Love Connection with Andy Cohen, which is a very cute show, at 9 o'clock. Otherwise, on the networks, the only new show airing tonight, and it's the season premiere, is on NBC, and that's America's Got Talent, followed by World of Dance at 10 o'clock.
All right, so Animal Kingdom, that's the Ellen Barkin show with her kids are all robbers and
That's the one. And it looks interesting, doesn't it?
Well, it's a little violent. I watched a lot of it on the plane going back and forth this winter. She plays it up to the hilt and is actually quite good. in the role that she's playing. But it's an interesting setup. It's interesting where it takes place, how it takes place. Pretty well-produced program. Mm-hmm. It's a little edgy. 26 past the hour. Nellie Wilson. Good, Doug. Willie Nelson has a problem, and I think this is getting more serious. He had to get off the stage on Saturday. He was on a date at the Outlaw Music Festival tour in Charlotte. He picked up his acoustic guitar and briefly put it on. He put it back down. He took off his hat and threw it into the crowd and left the stage. He's 85 years old now. He was walking out of the stage door after what was his second attempt to take the stage. Live Nation Carolina released a statement chalking up the incident to unspecified illness. Willie was unable to play tonight. They said fans are asked to please hold on to their tickets till the new date is announced. This has been happening
a lot with him.
85, yeah. And he's certainly not lived a clean life. A spokesman for Willie confirmed that he was suffering from the stomach bug that prevented him from performing. Some fans complained that they waited for an hour after his exit from the stage before being informed that he wouldn't be performing and the show was over. It was kind of disappointing development for fans who came out for the festival. It's a lot of all-stars. Elvis Costello pulling out in April from that same experience because he had a surgical procedure. But with Willie, I think there is reason to be concerned, frankly. So we'll see what happens. His spokesman confirmed he had recovered, was able to make it to Sunday's show at the Anthem in Washington. At any rate, hold a good thought for Willie Nelson, if you will. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
I don't want to be the last man standing. But wait a minute, maybe I do. If you don't mind, I'll start a new line and decide after thinking it through.
Safety first, packing your psychological first aid kit. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Psychological bumps and bruises are a dime a dozen. You encounter them frequently, and for the most part, you've learned to just deal with them. But just as untreated physical cuts can become scars, so too can untreated psychological issues become emotional scars. So what can you do? I say, carry with you a psychological first aid kit. And the most essential tool you can put in your new kit is self-talk. Because the more you can speak accurately and effectively to yourself, the more likely you are to treat any psychological bruises that arise with the best possible care. The more you deal well with whatever comes your way, the less likely it is to leave behind emotional scars. So pack healthy self-talk in your psychological first aid kit and take it with you everywhere, because you never know when psychological bumps and bruises might happen. For more on life, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Right now, people everywhere are searching millions of used cars to find great deals. Can you hear them? Yep, sounds like they're going to Carfax.com. After all, it's the best place to find great deals on used cars. Millions of users can't be wrong. They know that only Carfax gives you a free Carfax report with every search. And make sure you're seeing all the best deals. Don't miss out on your deal. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump hits the reset button, progress is now being made again towards a June 12th summit in Singapore between the president and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. U.S. and North Korean officials are scheduled to sit down today in Singapore to discuss the plans for that summit.
Today we pay tribute to their service.
Yesterday, President Trump continued tradition, speaking at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day, when we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for America.
We mourn alongside their families, and we strive to be worthy of their sacrifice.
Alberto's now weak into a subtropical depression after making landfall yesterday on the Florida panhandle. Two people died in the storm, a TV news anchor and his camera person. A tree fell on their vehicle. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The hour, dismantling what you thought was good stuff to bring you actually good stuff. This is the DJV Experience. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen on the air everywhere with a focus on some people in the news. Does anyone, I just now started looking around to see how George H.W. Bush was taken. If you didn't hear, if you were out over the weekend, didn't hear that he was taken to the hospital on Sunday. He was in Kennebunkport. Had low blood pressure. His spokesperson said that the president will likely remain in the healthcare facility for a couple of days. He's 93 now. He was looking pretty good a couple of weeks after his wife died. Well, there was some event he went to. I forget what it was.
He was hospitalized, but then he was back in his office, and then they talked about him wanting to go back to the East Coast, and he did that. Now just trouble again. But they said he was responsive and coherent and awake, so I guess that's a good thing. But poor guy.
Well, is it a good thing, or is it time? I mean, under the circumstances, really and truly, do you think he's suffering? And if he is, when you say it's a good thing, I think we have this really strange idea about
keeping people alive. Well, it's a good thing because he said he wanted to go back to the East Coast, and he was able to do that. And if that's something he's wanting to do, then I'm happy for him. Good for him.
And on Saturday, when this all went down, he was at an American Legion pancake breakfast. So his spokesperson made kind of a funny joke about he partied too hard at the pancake breakfast, and then he was taken to the hospital after that. But he still wants to be doing these things, and he sent a message out saying that he regretted missing the Memorial Day parade in Kennebunkport because that was something that he always looks forward to. So these are obviously things that he wants to do. And that's great. I think
good. That's a good motivation. That keeps people going to do things that they like to do, want to do, and they can do. Memorial Day in the hospital, and let's hold a good thought for him one way or another. Other people in the news, a fellow named Jason Seaman. Do you know who Jason Seaman is?
No.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Jason was the teacher who was shot while tackling and disarming that student at the school in Indiana. And this is another yet, this Noblesville, Indiana, where a school shooting took place on Friday. 13-year-old who was shot, urging everybody to think about her as she recovers, the people that are there. Yet another reality, except in this case, Seaman is credited with stopping the student who came into the school with a gun. He's 29. He was shot, but he's not seriously injured.
Thank God.
He said, I don't want to talk about this much. I'm not looking for the attention. You know, it's because, again, what's the news people, the news media all over are trying to get the first interview. And he said, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to be. I'm a former. He didn't say this. He hasn't really said anything. He's a former college football player, pretty good shape. One thing that he did say was that he cared for the students and their well-being. That's why he did what he did. One of the students at the school, Ella Whistler, was shot. She was in critical condition but stable, apparently. She's improving a bit by bit. And so, again, we have this craziness that can... And I guess the really bottom line here, I didn't really want to spend any time talking about this, and the only reason I highlight it is because of what Jason Seaman did. Other than that, having the conversation about this is of no value, because we just keep having the same conversation. Nothing gets done. I don't know what to do. Nobody else knows what to do. We throw our hands up and listen. And are things going to change? Yeah, I think there is a road that has been laid out to figure out how to change things, but it's scurrilous what goes on behind the scenes, the toxicity of having these conversations with people. It sort of reminds me, yesterday was Memorial Day, and I thought it was pretty interesting to follow some of the comments, not only on our Facebook page, social media, but generally speaking, what people were feeling about would you call it a demonstration, a celebration? What would you say for the big gathering on the mall in Washington? What would we call that? How would you describe that? Thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people show up every year, and it's broadcast several times on PBS. It's pretty good, actually. The entertainment is good. The sentiment is good. And so I was talking about it on the air yesterday, Jennifer, and I said it's too bad that we are so kind of lost in this whole business of celebrating the needless deaths of a lot of people who put the uniform on and agree to do what we ask them, what they're asked to do by leadership, and yet the stuff that comes out of those encounters oftentimes doesn't get us anywhere. We haven't gotten anywhere with any wars other than Desert Storm since Korea. Maybe Korea now, all these years later, is going to be solved. And Vietnam has been put back together again. You know, there's somebody that I did hear from yesterday that had an interesting point. And so maybe I'd like you all to reflect on this, if you don't mind with me. The fact that Vietnam is a far better place today than it was during the Vietnam War and during the 60s, is it it's become a modern, if you go to Hanoi, Ho Chi Minh City, if you go to some of the other places in Cambodia, Laos, where the war took place, it is greatly, it's improved, the people's lives are much better, because we were there, we destroyed the country, and then basically rebuilt it again. And the feelings the Vietnamese have for Americans are pretty, it's pretty strong. A lot of Vietnamese are emigrating. My barber is a Vietnam veteran, good Doug. He is, in fact. He was a kid when the Vietnam War took place. He has very warm feelings. His parents were both killed in the war. He came here under a special program that we put into place after the Vietnam War to bring children to go to school and to live here if they decided they wanted to. I don't think a lot of people know that sort of thing even existed then, but it did. And so he's got a very successful business. His whole family is here, and he loves America. So do we counter?
That's a pretty viable argument. I have friends who travel to Vietnam for vacations, and they love it. And yeah. I have another friend who has to go there regularly for business, and that's one of his favorite places to go. So I've never heard anything negative about Vietnam.
No, but just,
current modern day.
Yeah, okay, so Korea looks like it's going to get straightened out. I'm just arguing against myself right now. And then Vietnam.
You do realize why people are taking issue. I think it's not about whether you politically think that the war was right or the war was wrong, or if the country is better off today than it was whatever country we're talking about, whether that's any war that we fought, whether it's Afghanistan or Iraq or Korea or any of the places that we've been. The idea is that Memorial Day is about the people who made the ultimate sacrifice for this country. It has no idea. There's nothing to it about whether or not
who lost their lives in Afghanistan and Iraq, they don't count.
It's about people who made the choice to serve their country over themselves. And I think to get involved in any other conversation it's kind of counterproductive, because there's always going to be somebody who doesn't agree, or there's just always going to be that division. I think what is important about Memorial Day is that we're talking about the people willing to risk everything for their country.
No question about it. And you didn't hear anything from me yesterday, and you wouldn't have, with regard to the people who served.
I made Jennifer's point yesterday because I knew there was going to be a backlash of people saying,
I agree with Jen.
I knew people were going to be very sensitive to the fact that yesterday was a day just about the people themselves, not the greater scheme of politics, not the point of the war or not. I knew that was going to happen. So I'm not surprised that people were sensitive.
People can let them be sensitive. I have my point of view. They have their point of view, and my point of view is that we don't belong and didn't belong and lost a lot of lives for nothing in these countries where we stuck our nose that we didn't belong. I've never said anything negative about them at all. They decided to do something that in their mind was good and helpful. And so the approbations going to them do not get diminished, but I feel like we ought not to have been there. It is not about them. It's about our policy.
And that's part of the conversation that can happen another day.
That may be your opinion, Jennifer, but it's not mine. So if you want to have that conversation,
and then
that's
fine.
Great.
So, well, look, you're upset because someone took you to task for something you said.
I'm upset because a lot of lives have been away. I don't give a damn about what that guy
said. I don't think a
lot
of people want to have that conversation on Memorial Day because they just want to pay tribute to people who died.
People stick their heads in the sand about stuff that this country does when, in fact, it's inappropriate. And we spend all this money in defense, yet the people that we're praising get screwed by the government and the Veterans Affairs councils and the VA in general. They are sent to war, they come back with their legs blown off or who knows what else, and they have a hard time lasting, and 23 soldiers kill themselves in suicide every day. I don't think that's acceptable, and I think it is part of what should be said on that day, because I'm tired of seeing these men and women lose their lives for nothing. That's why I said what I said, and people can be PO'd about it for all they want to. The sensitivity of this is far more what I have nothing but praise for the people who decide they want to do this. I'm not taking away from them or what they did at all, but people listen with one ear or sometimes no ears, and so the clarification of what I said is I appreciate, and so does everybody else, the service and sacrifices they make. What I believe is that oftentimes, especially recently, with the military-industrial complex being what it is, and you can see the results of that with $700 billion in defense spending, for what? What are we doing? Yeah, we're protecting ourselves, are we? Okay. So we're protecting ourselves by, we go to Afghanistan to find Osama bin Laden, and then we stay there for 3 months, and we go blow up Iraq. Now, can we go back to what I said before? Iraq, is it a better place today? Is it like Vietnam and Korea? No, it isn't. It's a mess. It's a damnable mess. And the Middle East is a damnable mess. And the more important reasons for us being there have to do with one word that has three letters in it. O-I-L. So, I mean, I think we got to be more realistic about some of this stuff. God love these people. And tears come to my eyes when I watch that service last night. I actually watched it again. I watched it on Sunday night, and I watched it again last night, to a part. These people are fabulous that give their lives and decide that they want to do things like that. But, you know, what if you follow leadership, like, to the end of the line without asking questions or putting up some sort of a post that is contrary to whatever that. It isn't about the belief of Blizzard, and I'm not going to apologize for it anyway. I said what I feel, and I'll stick to it. Sometimes you guys can convince me that I'm wrong, or convince me that I should be looking at something else, or convince me that I shouldn't say it, or whatever.
I don't think you're wrong at all. I think we all agree with what you're saying. I think that was just the timing of the message was what.
So when is it? What's the proper timing?
Today. Today is the day. No, today is the right day to talk about it. Just not yesterday on Memorial Day.
Okay.
That's what I think we were just saying.
Okay. Thank you for having said that. Then that's good.
Any other day is actually appropriate.
Right. Okay. I'll remember
because
that.
I agree with you, and I think Jen does too. Like, we all agree with that message. It's just, you know, leave that one day sacred just for the memories.
All right, so remind me to do that next year.
I will.
I'll wait until Tuesday.
Next year I'm taking off. Next year I'm not going to be here.
Good luck.
All right, it's 12 minutes before the hour. This is the DJV program.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJV Experience. Victoria Keelan and I, well, I'm just going to serve as your local announcer, or national announcer in this case. Victoria has done the research, knows what's going on in the world of technology. So we'll start with the Pandora starting something new. And this is interesting because Pandora, Spotify, some of these music services haven't seen such wonderful times recently, right?
That's true. And Pandora especially has not really seen great publicity in a long time. They've kind of been overshadowed by Apple Music and Spotify coming up with new links to Instagram and things like that. So Pandora's been left behind. But now they have a new personalized playlist feature that's available to all ad-free premium subscribers. So now this is paid subscription stuff. Each week, they will give you a personalized playlist with different themes like focus or energy, or if you need to go to the gym, whatever it is. They have an in-house curation team, and they're using Pandora's Music Genome, which is their music learning or machine learning model. And so the playlists are specific to each listener, honing in on a person's mood, activity, or favorite genre. And so Pandora says that they've really taken the guesswork out of the age-old question, what do I want to listen to? That's actually a question I ask myself almost every day. So I would benefit from
me
this
too.
As well. I never really know what exactly I want to listen to, and I kind of want someone to make a choice for me. That's exactly what this Pandora is doing. They say what they've been doing is they've been watching your patterns. So if you regularly avoid distractions at work with soothing instrumental music, then they're going to serve you up a focused soundtrack. And if you find yourself that you like high-tempo music while you're at the gym at a certain time of the day, then they'll give you an energy soundtrack at that time of the day. So it's very cool in terms of the new technology that they're using. Premium users can also share links to these playlists with anyone, even if they don't have Pandora, which is another cool service. And so the launch of these playlists foreshadows the creation of even more themes and moods that will be coming available in the coming months. And they say that the playlists are now accessible in the featured playlist section of the browse part of the mobile app of Pandora. So you can actually start doing it right away.
I'm signing up for Pandora so I can listen to doo-wop music all day long.
You could do that. And it'll just keep sending you doo-wop.
The Bank of America is adding more artificial intelligence to their mobile banking platform. Let's see what's going on in that department.
The Geek Out.
Yes, you hear a lot about artificial intelligence, but it's important to know its application into your daily life is already happening. As an example, Bank of America is rolling it into their mobile customer experience. Called Erica, the goal of AI is to make the entire daily banking experience easier. Transferring funds, viewing bills, scheduling payments, being made aware of activity, and answering over 200,000 different questions is just the beginning of how Bank of America wants AI to power its customer engagement. Most interestingly is Erica will also learn a customer's habits and make recommendations on investments and saving topics. Bank of America's Erica is rolling out now in select states on all mobile platforms through June of this year.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Tonight, summer's number one show returns, and lives are going to change.
Hit that golden button!
America's Got Talent.
A star is being born.
With an all-new season of talent that is, in a word,
amazing!
Unbelievable!
Brilliant!
Wow!
Be there for every jaw-dropping moment.
What just happened?
You were 2 inches away from being dead. That was incredible.
America's Got Talent, followed by World of Dance, premieres tonight on NBC.
All right, let's get to YouTube and more music streaming news. This is interesting.
Yes.
We have all this music news today.
I know. The latest addition to the music streaming platform is YouTube Music, which aggregates all of the millions of songs and videos on YouTube into one place. It's available on iOS, Android, and even desktop. YouTube Music has all the standard fare that we've come to expect from streaming apps. Ad-free listening, which is free. Ad-free listening for a fee, or you can listen to the free version, but you will have some ads in there. It has recommended playlists, it has exclusive releases and things like that. YouTube also uses artificial intelligence powered searching and discovery, but one of the cool things that sets YouTube apart is you can get covers, remixes, and live performances. That does not exist on any of the other platforms.
Really?
Unless someone puts out a live album.
Wow.
That this might actually be a winner for YouTube. So this is the one big thing that sets it apart from competitors. If you want ad-free streaming, you can pay $9.99 a month, which is the same price as Pandora, Apple, and Spotify. But if you want that live and that remix and the cover thing, YouTube might be the way to go.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.